AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. On the eve of Super Tuesday, Donald Trump's challengers are trying to keep him from carrying enough states on Super Tuesday to cement his lead in the GOP presidential race. In the meantime, Trump dealt today with protesters at a rally in Radford, Virginia. They included a group of about 20 or more chanting Black Lives Matter. Trump today backed away from his refusal over the weekend to denounce the public support of former Klan leader David Duke. Trump telling NBC this morning he couldn't hear the question about Duke.
I disavowed David Duke all weekend long on Facebook, on Twitter, and obviously it's never enough.
Marco Rubio says Trump should have disavowed Duke during a Sunday interview.
He's asking us to turn over the conservative movement to someone who yesterday was asked repeatedly, will you condemn David Duke, who is a racist, an avowed racist? And he wouldn't condemn him.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie doesn't want to talk about the presidential race, at least not at his first press conference since dropping out of the race for the GOP presidential nomination and endorsing Donald Trump.
I'm answering on-topic questions today, not off-topic questions, because I don't want to. Anything else?
Tough guy actor George Kennedy, who won an Oscar for his portrayal of a savage chain gang convict in the 1960s classic Cool Hand Luke, has died. His grandson says Kennedy died Sunday morning of old age in Boise, Idaho, where he had moved. He was 91. Late day selling erased nearly all of the market's gains for the month. 9 of the 10 market sectors fell today. The Dow Industrials were down 123 points. This is AP Radio News. Top Pentagon officials say the U.S. is likely to ramp up its assistance to Iraqi forces who are looking to retake a key city.
American forces helped the Iraqis reclaim Ramadi from Islamic State militants in December. Mosul is the next big prize, a city vastly larger than Ramadi, so the U.S. effort has to be bigger.
Just because of the order of magnitude of the operation up there in Mosul.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford briefing reporters with Pentagon Chief Ash Carter.
We're talking about more of the things that we did in Ramadi, but we are talking about additional things.
Carter says that could include more logistical support and helping put up temporary bridges to allow Iraqi assault forces to move into Mosul. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Authorities in Washington State say actress Selma Hayek's neighbor fired a pellet rifle toward a dog that had come into his garage and fought with his dogs, apparently unaware that a lead pellet nicked an artery in her dog and caused it to die. I'm Ross Simpson.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.